Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, February 24th, 2019. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word is taken from the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to be seeing that Luke, the Lord tells us to love, and we're supposed to give away his love just like we have received his love. In fact, that is how we are supposed to be, always giving, always giving, always giving, giving our love, giving our time, giving our abilities, giving our goods, giving our money, giving our friendship, giving, 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 and to continue to give. Now, the only way that this works is if we are connected to an endless supply. And it just so happens that God says we are. As I was going through and visiting members in the congregation this week, and I pointed ahead to this coming sermon, just so you know what you're going to be hearing, you're going to be hearing some words right now. You'll see them on the screen as a movie. You'll be hearing some things that'll say, that people will have used and twisted around us a little bit. And the social justice warriors of the day are saying, see, Jesus says do this, and so we're all supposed to do this. And you also hear people say, well, see, he says you're supposed to fight, so you're supposed to go out and, as a nation, just fight. The Lord is not talking about anything like that. So if you're someone who is all for getting into a war or whatever, he is not talking about that. If you're someone who is all politically motivated to be a social justice warrior for peace, this is not what Jesus is talking about. You're going to see that Jesus is talking about something that is way deeper than that. So please now give your attention to Luke chapter 6.
He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. For that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, now you see what I was referring to before. Bits and pieces of this part of Jesus' sermon have been taken out and misused and twisted and made to fit people's agenda. But I want you to listen to these words as they were said. Jesus said, love your enemies. And he was talking to people who had no freedom. They were people who were ruled by their enemies. And Jesus said, love them, not just be nice to them, not just don't get in their way. He said to love them, to actively pursue making their life better with God and with others. Whoa, that's a radical kind of love. And this is coming from the only person who actually did love like that. Jesus is the only one who actually did love unconditionally and sacrificially and permanently. Jesus. So Jesus says, you know, if you're connected to me, people are going to know that. He said to his disciples, all people will know if you are my disciples, if you love one another. So how does that play out in real life? Listen to what he says. I say to you who are listening, and not talking to your next door neighbor, not talking to the government, not talking to the mobs of people rioting. No. He's talking to you as a person, one person. He says, you who are listening, love your enemies. People who hate you, who spit on you, who make fun of you, who hit you. He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Jesus is not drawing us into some kind of fantasy land, some kind of pretend utopia dreamed up by communism or socialism. That's not what he's talking about. He is saying, keep your eyes wide open. You are going to be in a world that is full of hatred. In fact, Jesus said, people will hate you simply because you're connected to me, Jesus Christ. If they hate me, they're going to hate you. So we know that. So their eyes wide open, he says, I want you to understand this, that the world's going to hate you. Yeah, that's what's coming. But you, prepare yourself ahead of time, because this is how my family acts. My family loves their enemies. So you take care of your response in your heart. Guard your heart. Above all things, guard your heart, the scriptures say. So Jesus is here saying, guard it. People are going to come and they're going to hate you. They're going to hurt you. They're going to mistreat you. They're not going to care how much you put into this or that or the other three things. Guess what? God says to love them and pray for them. Then he points out, starting with verse 29, some close interpersonal relationships, closer, I guess, that you would say, that people would run into. And he said, if someone strikes you on one cheek, offer the other two. If someone takes away your coat, don't withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. Treat others as you would want them to treat you. Then he says this, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? To be sure, even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners do the same thing. In fact, if you lend to those from whom you expect to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners lend to sinners in order to be paid back in full. And then Jesus does a great teaching thing. He repeats himself. He repeats himself. He wants me to get this. He wants you to get this. He says to me, just like he says to you, love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you'll be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. This is the thing that we don't like to hear. This is one of those hard sayings of Jesus. I want others to be kind to me. I want others to take into account my feelings. I want others to see how hard I'm working for them. That's what I want. And God says, no, 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 it's not about you. It's not about self-preservation of yourself and your feelings or even your money. Someone who follows Jesus Christ is involved with keeping up God's honor, holding on to God's honor, and staying close to God in words and actions. So he says, love your enemies and do good to them. As I said before, the only one who does that perfectly is Jesus. And we all know what he got for it, right? Love your enemies. His enemies came at night and they took him away. They wrapped up his hands and feet and bound him with chains and took him before a false kangaroo court, just like you'd see in some kind of third world country. Come up in the middle of the night. This guy is guilty. We'll find a charge. It will stick. They tried to make a charge stick and they couldn't. So then what happened? So then he's taken out. He's beaten up. He's taken to a cross where his enemies are mocking him while he is dying. And what does Jesus do? He is patient and he is kind and he prays for those who are treating him unkindly. He prays for those who are hurting his feelings and hurting his hands by pounding nails into his hands and feet. He prayed for the men who put that crown of thorns on his head and made fun of him and beat him up with sticks and with fists as he bled. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Father, forgive. A characteristic of Christians is that we give and we give and we forgive. One of the things that I want to draw your attention to is the fact that, the fact that we keep on giving and 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 giving, and it's all based on a love that has no conditions. Jesus is the only one that has that. God is the only one that has that. He doesn't say, first clean up your life, then follow me. No. He says, guess what? Your life is a mess. I know that better than you do. So I'll sweep up all that junk and I'll put it on my son. And Jesus said, I'll take it. And he willingly stepped into our mess. He suffered and he died on a cross for our mess. And then he came back to life again on the third day. And he said, guess what? The mess is still in the tomb and you are free. I'm thinking that sometimes we don't get that. Sometimes we think that we're entitled to have a grudge. We're entitled to hold on to hurts. And God says, no, 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 you're not. I have forgiven you fully and freely your entire debt of sin that you owe to God. So what in the world are you doing hanging on to a little thing that someone stubbed your toe or hurt your feelings? Yeah. We are sinners through and through. God has every right to lock heaven and keep us out. Because even knowing what we know, we still fall into sin. We still nurture grudges. We still don't want to forgive people. I think we fear that God is telling us to be a doormat. He doesn't say that. He says, take care of your life. But he says to pray for those
who are trying to walk all over you. You are one of God's own children. And they don't know who they're messing with. They're messing with God, the Heavenly Father. So Jesus says, pray for, love your enemies. Do good to those who mistreat you. Ah, yeah, that's hard, isn't it?
He says, do not judge and you'll not be judged. Do not condemn and you'll not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Wow. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be poured into your lap. In fact, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. The Lord tells us that as we guard our heart and we get our heart closely aligned with His heart, we're going to find that He does amazing things. And the more amazing things He does will be cause for us to be more amazed and thankful for what He has done for us. You know, Jesus is the one who loved us unconditionally. The scriptures say, while we were still sinners, still spitting in His face, Christ died for us. The Lord says, His love for us is full and free. I have taken your sins and I have cast them away from you as far as the east is from the west. So far have I, the Lord, removed your sins from you. They're dumped into the depths of the ocean. You cannot find them. And that's how come the Apostle Paul, when he's looking at what God has done for him, a murderer, someone who had been persecuting the church, when how God reached in and rescued him, and he's looking at his life, he says, you know, I consider that all the problems that we're having right now, all the problems I'm running into, all of the things that trouble us right now are worth nothing compared with the surpassing greatness that God is giving us in Jesus Christ our Lord. What a great gift from a great God and a great Savior. He truly loves us. Truly loves you. So in Jesus' name, let us reflect that radical love to those who don't deserve it. To that enemy down the street, to that next door neighbor who causes us grief, to whoever. Reflect God's radical love as God radically loves us. In His name, amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.